Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. It's Monday. It's March 1st. And we're here. March Madness. I wish I could play the March Madness in the background. Shout out to Future for that song. And man, March, I'm just like, it looks like this is going to be a great month. I'm doing a lot this month as well. I got a big plans this month with the podcast, outside of the podcast, and just a lot I plan on doing this month. And I'm just so hyped because, of course, March Madness with NCAA is coming up. And then I got some plans with some friends, some plans with my girl. And just like March, just feeling like a good month, you dig? So with the podcast that we're doing, the mental health, March for Mental Health, all about mental health during this month. So I wanted to start off this episode with some topics, some mental health topics. One would be life-changing habits. The other would be childhood neglecting, what childhood emotional neglect manifested looks like, as well as some self-care routines. We need the self-care routines. We need to check on ourselves. And of course, self-care is healthcare, in my opinion. So with that being said, welcome to Sana IE. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in right now, everybody that shared the show, posted the show on their social medias, sharing it with the family, sharing it with the friends. I appreciate everybody that listens to it. If this is your first time listening, thank you for tuning in. I hope this episode does something for you, does something for your family, and does something just for your community as well. Just spreading the word about mental health and inspiring you to be more in tune and more involved in doing this stuff, little stuff with your mental health. But let's get started with the quote of the day, the first quote at least. You can cheat the grind and knows how you you can't cheat the grind and knows how much you have invested. It won't give you anything you haven't worked for. And that's facts. You can't cheat the grind. You got to put your time in with the grind. Put your blood, sweat, and tears. Put them long nights, early mornings in. And really just stick to the grind and not focusing on the in-between. I mean, the in-between is the grind. But really just can't be thinking like you're going to get it overnight. It would not, without putting any work in. If it's easily given to you, it'll easily be taken from you. You feel me? So you got to put that grind in with anything that you want in life, with a job, a relationship, a career, a business. You have to put the grind in and really just focus on the grind, putting that time in, putting that time day by day, laying the bricks, laying that foundation down and building yourself up to where you can reap the benefits overnight or get that overnight success after the 10 years that you dedicated and put that time in. So you can't cheat the grind. Don't think you ever going to cheat the grind and think you're going to reap the benefits from it. So you're only cheating yourself when you're trying to cheat the grind. So once again, the quote is, can't cheat the grind and knows how much you have invested. It won't give you anything you haven't worked for. So put the work in. Don't try to cheat yourself. Treat yourself. You know what's right and you know what's wrong as you're doing things. So don't try to cheat the grind. My second quote is, only allow good energy to surround you, even if that means making your circle smaller. I know we have them lifelong friendships, the friends that have been around for like 10 years, 15 years, the one, the Sally Sue's, the Sally Mays, but we just got to let that go. I mean, the people that's not having that, bring that good energy around you, that positive energy, even if it's family members. Make the circle smaller. I mean, family, you got to love them, but love them from a distance simply because you're focusing on a bigger vision. And that negative energy, that negative order, aura is bringing you down from what you're planning to accomplish and what your mission is, what your purpose is. So only allow good energy around you. Good energy translates and it turns into prosperous energy. You start getting more good energy individuals around you and you start seeing a whole new world, a whole new level. You start leveling up with the good energy people. Having negative energy, negative people in your circle ain't gonna benefit you. That's gonna make your circle a square, straight up. So keep that positive energy around you. Keep your circle small and really just determine who has that good energy around you and who has that negative energy and whose energy is fucking iffy as fuck. But really just focus on the people that have that good energy, and the good energy, it reciprocates and it'll bring a lot of good energy into your life, a lot of good karma into your life. Once again, the quote is, only allow good energy to surround you, even if that means making your circle smaller. And now, I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and then I'm going to jump into the first topic, which is life-changing habits. Appreciate y'all tuning in to Sana I.E. So the first topic up for discussion is life-changing habits. Life-changing habits. Number one, listening to your intuition. Y'all know what that is. That's your stomach or your heart telling you what to do or telling you you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, but you eventually give in. I think we should start listening to our intuition, because the times that we don't listen to our intuition, we end up like, fuck, I should listen to my gut. You know, you have them times where, damn, I should listen to my gut. Yeah, this is one of those times where listening to your intuition can really change your life. And number two, setting boundaries with family, friends, social media, your phone, just everything in life. Putting boundaries on stuff and knowing that too much, take everything into moderation, I want to say. Setting boundaries on people, relationships, careers, like I said, social media, your phone, and just really putting boundaries on that and knowing like, yo, there's a boundary on this where I only can accept so much within this day, within this week, within this time. And so setting boundaries is a life-changing habit, as well as being honest with yourself, hold yourself accountable with other people in your life. No matter what, just always being honest and with yourself and others, not really caring, not thinking about the outcome, but just knowing like, yo, I have to be honest with myself and be honest with this person and be honest with just everybody around me. Because honesty is the best policy. You know, they say that. So being honest can like change your life versus hiding stuff, keeping secrets or lying. It's like, for what? So being honest is one. Number three on life-changing habits. Number four. Validating your emotions. If you're happy, embrace being happy. If you're sad, embrace being sad. If you're mad, embrace being mad. But be mad. Sit in that storm, sit in that chaos, but don't try to inflict it on somebody else. You know, they say hurt people hurt people. So validate your emotions. Embrace if you're mad or sad or happy or glad, and just embrace it. But don't overexert it, especially when it comes to being mad. Number five, taking responsibility. That's because when it comes to failures, fuck ups, mistakes, when you're wrong, take responsibility. That's a life-changing habit, because it changed your life. You're taking responsibility, you're holding yourself accountable for what's going on, for that fuck up. For that wrong that you did, you're taking responsibility. Like, yo, I'm responsible for this, and I'm holding myself accountable and letting you know, like, yo, take responsibility for the fuck ups, for the failures, for the mistakes. Life changing habit. Number five. Number six, believing in ourselves. Confidence is key, and doubt kills dreams. Always have that confidence in yourself with anything you start. At anything you start, always having that confidence, always knowing that you can do it no matter what. Having that confidence, don't put that doubt in your head. Don't question yourself. Don't put yourself down. Believe in yourself. Believe you can do anything that you want, that you can set your mind to. Because that's what it really starts. It starts with your mind, your mental. How do you perceive yourself? Whatever you envision, you can create. Number seven, accepting who we are. Flaws and all. We all have flaws. We're all born with flaws. Some people get surgery to remove their flaws, but we all have flaws in this life. Once you accept that, then you're like, yo, I accept that I have flaws. I accept that everybody has flaws. We're not made perfect, but I'm perfect in my own way. I'm perfect in this moment. So accepting your flaws. Number eight. Paying attention to our needs. Self-care, like I said, self-care is healthcare. Check in on yourself. What do you need? In this moment right now, what do you need? Figure that out. Maybe you have to write it down. Like, this is what I need right now from so-and-so. Or this is what I need for myself. Or this is what I need to eat. Figure out what you need. And paying attention to that more often on a daily basis. Maybe your stomach's crying out to you. Maybe your mind's crying out to you. Checking in yourself. Doing that inventory check on a daily basis. I'm going to give y'all a brief break. I'll be right back. So I'm going to give y'all a quick run back of the last 8. Number 1 was listening to your intuition. Number 2, setting boundaries. Number 3, being honest. Number 4, validating your emotions. Number 5, taking responsibility. Number 6, believing in ourselves. Number 7, accepting who we are, flaws and all. Number 8, paying attention to our needs. And number 9, acknowledging our worth. What's your value? What are you skilled at? What do you bring to the table? Know your worth. Always know your worth in every situation. Know your worth. That is a life-changing habit. Number 10, speaking to ourselves with respect. Negative conversations leads to detrimental. It's detrimental. So the way you talk to yourself, how do you talk to yourself on a daily basis? Are you speaking affirmations? Are you having positive conversations with yourself? Are you speaking to yourself negatively? Are you putting yourself down? Are you just questioning yourself, doubting yourself? Like, how are you talking to yourself? Speak to yourself with respect. No matter what it is, always talk to yourself with respect in a positive way. Number 11, letting go of things that no longer serves us. What no longer serves you? That you've been holding on to. Let it go. Letting go of what no longer serves us. What's holding you back from reaching or elevating to that next level? Or what's holding you back from starting that business? What's holding you back from leaving that job? What's holding you back? What's no longer serving you that you're taking a hold of? And the last but not least, being open to change. Always be open-minded, flexible, and adaptable in any and every situation. Keep an open mind at every approach. Even when you wake up, start with a fresh mind, open mind. Start like it's a new day, your first day on earth. Always approach every situation with an open mind. Don't overreact. Don't overanalyze. Just be present. Be open to change. That's what life's about. Life's constantly changing. The world's constantly changing. So being adaptable, open-minded, and flexible helps you out in the long run. And those are just 12 of the top. Not the top, but the 12 of the life-changing habits. Number 1, listening to your intuition. Number 2, setting boundaries. Number 3, being honest. Number 4, validating your emotions. Number 5, taking responsibility. Number 6, believing in ourselves. Number 7, accepting who we are. Number 8, paying attention to our needs. Number 9, acknowledging our worth. Number 10, speaking to ourselves with respect. Number 11, letting go of things that no longer serves us. And number 12, being open to change. I'm going to give y'all a brief break and then we're going to flip up to the next topic, which is childhood emotional neglect manifested. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Share this with a friend. Like the show. Subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star review. Subscribe on the website, sinaie.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sinaie Podcast. Join the Facebook group at Sinaie Family. I appreciate y'all. I'll be right back. The next topic up for discussion is childhood emotional neglect can manifest as having the tendency to bury our own emotions. And that's from not being able to open up as a child during childhood, having the times to open up and vent and letting know letting your parents know how you feel, letting your friends know how you feel, or letting a peer or counselor know how you feel. And so now, as an adult, you may be balancing with, how do I be emotional, or how do I bury my emotions? And we all, majority leans to burying their emotions because they don't want to feel vulnerable or put themselves out there on that table of being, like I said, vulnerable or showing them in a weak position. So they bury their emotions behind walls, behind laughter, behind just changing subjects. So it's like not burying your emotions, being open up, willing to open up about your emotions, what you're feeling and going through at the time and in the moment. And so you can learn how to manage your emotions better. And a book that I recommend with that is Emotional Intelligence 2.0. The next one was choosing not to rely on others. And that can result from being in the childhood, always being let down. Always like, oh, being let down by whether it was, let's talk about our culture. We in our culture, the biggest thing when it comes to childhood and thinking about letdowns is the father not being in the household or the father not showing up. So if you've grown up with that aspect in a fatherless household or a motherless household, you have a hard time relying on others. Or just in general, some life where life just kept hitting you with bricks and bricks and bricks and letdowns and letdowns and letdowns that you can't rely on others. That's another childhood emotional neglect. Then we have three, being scared or hesitant to ask for help. Can't do it all on your own. Don't hesitate to ask for help or open up for help. We all need help in some way, form, or fashion. The sooner you ask for help, the sooner it is for you to get over that problem and find that solution. So don't be scared or hesitant to ask for help in any situation, especially when it comes to your emotions or how you're feeling. Number four. Often judging ourselves harshly. And that's childhood emotional neglect. We never received that love, that self-love, that admiration, the compassion to where it's like, yo, you are loved as a kid, or you are loved as a child. You are somebody. You're meant to be somebody. You grow up to be somebody. And it's like, if you're a parent right now, showing that love to your child, continuously showing that love to your child. Shout out to all my friends that's parents right now. Y'all show unconditional love to y'all kids, and I truly appreciate that. But judging ourselves too harshly. The next one would be directing our anger, blame, and disappointment inward. And that's all resorting back to the childhood emotional neglect and not really knowing how to vent. I think as children see so much and go through so much that sometimes they don't have the outlet or don't know how to tell their parents or tell somebody what they're going through or what they've seen or what they're dealing with. And that's why it's our responsibility as adults to really, or teens, to really check in on kids and see how they're doing mentally, see what they've been through throughout the day, and see how they've been throughout the week, see if there's anything that's been bothering them, or if there's anything been on their mind. Just really being closer and connected with the kids and children and uplifting them no matter what, showing them that they're loved and they're needed and they're cared for. Next one would be feeling guilt or shame about our needs. Whatever you need in life or need for yourself, don't ever feel guilty or ashamed because you didn't know as a child you had needs that were unfulfilled, and now that's manifesting to you feeling guilty or having shame about what you need now, when it's like, nah, you shouldn't be feel guilty or shameful about what you want or what you need in your life. It's your life. Next up is being extra sensitive to rejection. I guess some can relate to that because they always been rejected throughout their life, especially during childhood, being the last one being picked on or not getting that love and attention that you really needed in your childhood. So now you're going on as an adult feeling extra sensitive to being rejected. Like you're afraid of the word no or afraid of hearing no. But no is just yes. in a different language. So the next one is struggling with feeling deeply flawed or broken. If you're feeling deeply flawed or broken, you're not. You're loved, you're cared for, you're cherished. You have people around you that love and care about you, and that's always there for you, and that supports you. And I know there's times where you're feeling like deeply flawed or broken, especially if after a rough, tumultuous childhood, or if you haven't a pleasant childhood. There's people that's out there that had rough and tumultuous childhoods, and they're still, they may be your peers, and they may be people around you, but they just never discuss how their upbringing was. And I think we should start discussing it and talking about it and seeing how people's upbringing were. How was your childhood? Was there anything that there was any trauma that you faced, or did you have a good childhood, or just really having the questions, open up the questions, seeing how the childhood was? How were they dealing with things mentally? What was something that gave them PTSD, if that was the case? So really open up and asking those questions and discussing the childhood with our peers, with your loved ones, with your lover, anybody. Just really open up and seeing how their childhood was, where they grow up at, what they do, and just things like that. The next step is striving for perfectionism, thinking you always have to be perfect. And once again, the main topic is childhood emotional neglect can manifest as striving for perfectionism, always trying to be perfect. Because once again, it's like never not feeling that love. It goes back to the love. Every time I'm going, it goes back to the love. So you have to strive to be perfect, because as a child, you wasn't received love or didn't receive that attention from your parents or from your peers or from the loved ones that cared for you. So you're striving to always be perfect. Oh, I gotta be perfect at this. I gotta be perfect at this. Just be recognized. And it's like, nah, you don't have to do that. You're perfect in your own way. But that's just the childhood emotional neglect playing a part in the adulthood. And the last one is having a difficult time regulating or expressing emotions. I think emotions is rarely talked about, because it goes mental health and emotions. And we rarely talk about emotions. We see emotions, but we rarely talk about what we're feeling at the time. And as I think women express their emotions more than men. And men should have a safe place to express their emotions, express how they feel, and say how they feel. But I feel like men just, you know, we supposed to be the strong, the strength, and it's like we can't seem vulnerable or weak or anything. But it's like, yo, fuck all that. Open up and say how you feel and speak how you feel and let the world know how you feel. I mean, open up to the people around you. You can be vulnerable, be weak. That shows strength. That shows that you're opening up about what you're feeling or what you're dealing with or something that's really been just on your mind. Opening up and venting, or open up and expressing how you feel, or just being open to the people around you, letting people know, hey, I didn't like that, or no, I don't fuck with that, or just something like that. Speaking your mind, letting them know what you need. I'm speaking to all the males out there that feel like, nah, I don't want to talk about emotion. Nah, talk about your emotions. Speak out on how you feel. That's the key to mental health. Working with your emotions, dealing with your emotions, figuring out why you feel this way and what you're feeling and how you can overcome it. We've all been through it. Been through some type of emotional traumatic experience. So it's like, talk about what's been gnawing at you or what's been on your mind forever. If you have any secrets or anything from your childhood that you're like, fuck, I've been having this on my chest, I need to get this off. Express that to your loved ones. Express that to somebody close to you. But when it comes to emotions overall, the book I really recommend is Emotional Intelligence. Just really taking that book in and digesting it and reading it and really taking in the words for what it is and just really getting control of your emotions. It's like the childhood emotional neglect happened, but now it's all about what are you going to do in your adulthood to fix that, or so you can lead the way and fix it with somebody else. I'll be right back with Sana IE. So we went from quotes of the day to life-changing habits to childhood emotional neglect and what it can manifest as. And also, I just want to say, having a difficult time with regulating or expressing emotions, we all experienced this, or as well as multiple things off of the child neglection list. And that's normal. Struggling with our emotions can be the consequence of many life experiences. And childhood trauma is something that gets overlooked. That's where I think it's overlooked in adulthood, because we don't think the trauma that are the things that we're dealing with right now emotionally carried over from our childhood. And I don't think we would know it until we have them conversations with our peers, with the people around us, and seeing how they grew up and what their upbringing was like. We all had a different upbringing. Some of us had a great upbringing, some of us had a bad upbringing, but at the end of the day, we're all connected in some way, some form or fashion. So I think we just having the conversation with each other, seeing, oh, how was your upbringing, how was your childhood, and just really getting to know people more and dissecting their lives and seeing what they overcame. Because I believe everybody's overcame some type of traumatic experience in their life that really changed them and shaped them and created them into who they are today. So there's people around you that you barely met within the last 5 or 10 years, but you know nothing about their childhood or nothing that what they've been through or grew up. Ask and really do that. Do your research and really have the conversation with them and see, hey, how was your upbringing? How was your childhood? And maybe that'll get y'all more connected with each other. So y'all both know how y'all upbringing was and how that shaped you guys to who you are today. But now for the final topic about self-care. Self-care, like I said, is healthcare. Self-care is the best care that you can have. And self-care starts with taking care of you, making difficult decisions. Some decisions you'll have to make in life that's best for you, best for yourself, versus what's best for the family, what's best for your friends. No, it comes down to what's best for you. And you have to make those difficult decisions that some people may not like, but you just have to make it because it's best for yourself. And that's like that's step one when it comes to self-care, making difficult decisions. Then number two is talking to yourself with respect and kindness. And this one's big for me, because growing up, I didn't have the self-confidence that I have now. And growing up, I was, being blunt, I'd be ashamed. And I didn't have that self-confidence, and I didn't have the mindset to talk to myself with kindness and respect. So going through that growing up, especially that resulted from the childhood. So that's where it results, like, you got to talk to yourself with kindness and respect all the time. And that really boosts your self-confidence, that boosts your ego, and that boosts who you are, that boosts your positivity. Number three, set boundaries. That's like the key thing, setting boundaries. It's like, it's more than just a phrase. It's setting boundaries with everything in your life, people, the time that you spend, your energy, what are you consuming? What aren't you consuming? What do you need to have in your life? What do you need less of in your life? Setting boundaries all around, so you know that you'll always have your peace. The next one is my favorite, right? But I don't do enough, is get enough sleep. That is self-care, getting at least 8 hours a day per week. I know the limit, the actual real limit is 8 hours a day on a daily basis, but I know we all have busy and chaotic lives where we don't get our full 8 hours, but it's good to get our at least 8 hours once a week. The next one is step back from unhealthy relationships. What relationships do you have right now in your life that are unhealthy? Who do you need to cut off? Who do you need to bring in closer? Who have you been running from or neglecting and not trying to have that conversation with, but you need to have that conversation with, because that will either evolve your relationship or end that relationship. And when it comes to relationship, it's not just relationship as boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife. It comes down to friendships, partnerships, that relationship that you have. stepping back from them unhealthy relationships, letting those go, and really like, yo, this has been good, but no, now I gotta go selling, go off, I'm going off towards the sun. So stepping back and really analyzing every relationship that you have and saying, is this relationship going to benefit me? How is this relationship going to benefit me in the next 5 years? It's all about self-care. Is this going to be a great relationship or is it going to be a bad relationship? The next one is move your body. Exercise, gym, walk. Get out, get some sunlight. Get your water in the morning. At least 1 liter of water when you wake up. Move your body. Get your body moving. Start stretching. And really just going for walks. 10-minute brisk walk throughout the day. Move your body. Every day. It's easy. The next one is validate your success and efforts. We've all been successful in some facet of our life. And we've been successful this year. We in March. I know the last 2 months you've probably had goals you had that you've made success on, as well as efforts. Validate those. Let go of habits and beliefs that no longer serve you. Discuss that in the last topic, last segment. What no longer serves you? What have you been holding on to that you know you should let go? Let go of the habits and beliefs that no longer serve you. It's time to level up and elevate to a whole new level, a whole new person. Getting around a whole new group of people where you're elevating your life. Financially, physically, mentally, just all about elevation. So what habits and beliefs do you need to let go that no longer serve you? Then the next one is prioritize yourself. You come first before anything. Your needs, your wants, whatever you want to accomplish, whatever you need to accomplish, whatever you want to do, whatever you need to do, you come first. Prioritize yourself. Next one, set realistic expectations. I'm gonna say shoot for the stars, but set realistic expectations when it comes to your goals, to your tasks, and just things, life, people. Sometimes we put people on a pedestal and they never live up to those expectations. So set realistic expectations, analyze everything, take calculated risk, and just have them really realistic expectations. Next one, I love, spend time with yourself. Spend time with you. What do you like doing? What do you love doing? What do you need to do more of to free your mind, free your body, and just where you're just like not thinking about work, not thinking about life. You just chilling and coasting, enjoying the moment, enjoying the present time. What do you need to do to spend more time with yourself? Next one, learn something new. I highly recommend learning a new trade. I've been talking about investing heavy. Also learning a new language. If you listen to this now, you in Cali, you don't know Spanish, learn Spanish. Dead ass. It's anywhere in the world. Learn what's the second most talked language in your city, in your state. And that if you don't know it, learn that language. Learning a language is phenomenal. As well as learning that language, learning that culture in the same reference. And the last one, take a social media break. If you ain't a social media head, or you're like, nah, I don't do social media, but you're probably addicted to some other app or something on your phone, take a break. Take a week break. See if you really need it or does it need you. That's what it comes down to. I'm going to give y'all a brief break and I'm going to hit y'all with the recap. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in, man. Thank you. Monday, March 1st. I hope y'all have a great week. I'm going to hit y'all with the recap. Send this to a friend. Share this with a friend. I hope this helped y'all. Leave a 5-star review. Leave a 10-star review. Check out the website, sunie.com. We here. We coming. We running. I appreciate everybody. I love everybody. Thank you for the shares, the likes, the support, the reviews, everything from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. I'll be right back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Sauna IE. Y'all know I started off with the quotes of the day. The first quote was, you can't cheat the grind. It knows how much you invested, it won't give you anything you haven't worked for. Self-explanatory. Second quote was, only allow good energy to surround you, even if that means making your circle smaller. One of the things we talked about in this show was setting boundaries, and that letting go of stuff that no longer serves you and stepping back from unhealthy relationships. So those three hit hard when it comes to this quote. Making your circle smaller. Letting go of those people who no longer serve you, who no longer are benefiting your life or benefiting you. Letting go. Of course, it's going to be hard to always let go. But on the other side of that is a new beginning. So the quote again, once again is, only allow good energy to surround you, even if that means making your circle smaller. Then I discuss life-changing habits. Mental is March for Mental Health, Mental Health Month for me and the podcast. And some of these life-changing habits starts with mentality, starts with the mindset, starts with how do you think and how you approach everything, every situation, every relationship, every person. And number one was listening to your intuition. Number two, setting those boundaries with family, friends, and social media. Number three, being honest with yourself, with others. Number four, validating your emotions. Your emotions are real. Validate them. Feel your emotions. Love your emotions. Embrace your emotions. Number five, taking responsibility for the failures, the fuck-ups, the mistakes, the missed deadlines, all that. Take responsibility. Hold yourself accountable. Number six, believing in ourselves. Confidence is key. Believe in yourself no matter what. Having them question, them doubting questions, doubting yourself, questioning yourself, not thinking you deserve anything. Let that shit go. That's just real. Believe in yourself no matter what. Number seven, accept who you are. Flaws and all. Everybody has flaws. Everybody. Once you get that in your head and accept that and know that, yo, everybody has flaws, I have a purpose, then you just live life like fuck the public opinion. Only opinion that matters is me. Number eight was paying attention to our needs. Number nine, acknowledging our worth. Number 10, speaking to ourselves with respect. Number 11, letting go of things that no longer serves us. Number 12, being open to change, having that open mind, being flexible, being adaptable to situations, people in life, and all that. Then I went to the childhood emotional neglect and what it can manifest as. Number one, having the tendency to bury our emotions. Number two, choosing not to rely on others. Number three, being scared and hesitant to ask for help. Number four, often judging ourselves harshly. Number five, directing our anger and blame and disappointment outward. Feeling guilt or shame about our needs. Being extra sensitive to rejection. Dealing with deeply flawed or broken. excuse me. Striving for perfectionism. Having a difficult time regulating or expressing our emotions. We all experienced it. We've all been through multiple things on this list. And that's life. Struggling with your emotions can be a consequence of many life experiences. You may have had a traumatic experience in high school, in kindergarten, in the childhood. It all starts with how you carry yourself, how you get past it, how you move on, and how you have that conversation with other people, letting other people know what you've been through, know what you've been holding on to. And just knowing that, yo, this is what I've been holding on to, and I feel better that I'm venting and open up to somebody who can help me and who understands what I've been through, so I don't have to hold this weight on my shoulders anymore. And the last topic we discussed was self-care. Making those difficult decisions, talking to yourself with respect and kindness, setting boundaries. There's nothing wrong with setting boundaries. It's your life. Get enough sleep. The phones ain't going on anywhere. The social media ain't going anywhere. The Netflix ain't going anywhere. Get your sleep. Next one is step back from unhealthy relationships. You know what relationships in your life are unhealthy. Step back from those. Like the quote says, you have to make your circle smaller. Everybody's circle ain't big. Your circle can't be big. You can't have a lot of people in your circle. So make your circle smaller. Step back from unhealthy relationships. Next one, move your body. Move your body. Go out there, take a walk. 5-minute walk, 10-minute walk. Break it down to whatever. Move your body. Hit the gym. Do some type of exercise. Get out there, get some sunlight. Next one, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for everything. The fuck ups, the mistakes, the hard days, the long days, the things that you didn't know in the moment, but you know now. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Right now, just forgive yourself for anything that you're holding on to, that's really been eating at you. Forgive yourself and let go. Remember, next one was validate your success and efforts. Let go of your habits and beliefs that no longer serve you. Prioritize yourself. Set realistic expectations. Spend time with yourself. Learn something new. And take that social media break, people. Take that break. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Sana IE. Back again on y'all with y'all on Friday. Thank you. Thank you for everybody that's tuned in, man. Share this episode with somebody who's dealing with anything mentally or going through any mental hard times. Especially if you don't need any mental health advocates, any psychologists, psychotherapists, tell them how to holler at me, get them on the podcast, want to interview them and discuss some main topics that I want to discuss, as well as just you. If you think if there's anybody that I should get on the podcast, let me know. Holler at me at Sanae Podcast, or even go on the website, sanae.com. Get at us. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sanae Podcast. And I'm going to leave y'all with this. You have to take action on the bad days to make the good days better.